Thanks for joining us again, Dan Shapley, Water Quality Program Director with Riverkeeper.
Thanks for having me.
So New York State has been planning to set drinking water standards for three important and widely discussed chemicals. So what are the chemicals and why do you think it's important to prevent their presence in drinking water?
So these chemicals are widely found, unfortunately, in water in New York State and around the country. We're talking about PFOA, which is well known for contaminating Hoosick Falls, but is also found elsewhere. PFOS, which is a closely related chemical, and it's well known for contaminating drinking water in the city of Newburgh, but is also found widely, and a chemical called 1,4-dioxane, which is best known for unfortunately having contaminated a lot of the groundwater on Long Island and affecting the drinking water sources there. So each of these chemicals poses risks to health if people are exposed to them through drinking water over the course of their lifetimes of drinking the water. And unfortunately, the risk comes from even very low levels of the chemicals in drinking water. And so that's why it's so important to set these drinking water limits, because once the limit is set, then any public drinking water supply that exceeds that limit has to either stop, find and stop the source of the contamination, or filter the water so that that contaminant is removed before it gets to the tap. So that's really important public health protections. It's the kind of thing that as we're in this midst of this pandemic, we might not have top of mind, but is really important underlying public health protection. If some of these chemicals, PFOA and PFOS particularly, we know have very good information that exposure can lower our immune response, lower our response to vaccines, have other effects that might be put people at a greater risk from other infections, including from COVID. So these are it's really important that these drinking water standards do get set.
Well, that's a great point to mention, and so it's a good thing that the state is setting out to set these standards. Is there any update what's been going on recently in the process of setting the standards?
Yeah, we had expected before the pandemic that the state was going to set them. This is the health department, would set them in April. And then that meeting was delayed. It was right at the outset of the pandemic, and the health department needed to delay that meeting in order to focus on the emerging threat from the virus. And that meeting was rescheduled to June, early June, and then that June meeting was then also postponed now to July 30th. There have been now two delays in setting in kind of finishing the process and putting these drinking water protective limits on the books. And we understand, of course, why the health department has to focus on the pandemic. It's obviously overarching and important to deal with that. And we understand that the state workers are among our frontline workers, essentially, and are among our essential workers. They need to be out there doing what they're doing for the pandemic. But we don't want to lose sight of the critical importance of setting these drinking water standards in a timely way as well. New Jersey, for instance, is similarly fighting the pandemic and similarly was able to set their new drinking water standards for some of these same chemicals just in this spring.
And so you mentioned that there's been some delay due to the coronavirus, but also that these particular contaminants can have immune effects and so are therefore highly relevant during this pandemic. So how do you think this delay in setting the standard can impact human health in the meantime?
Well, anyone who's right now drinking water that might have these low-level contaminants won't be protected until we get the standards set, because the full testing of all the public drinking water sources won't kick in fully until we have that standard. So we know that there are supplies around the state that have been contaminated that are being addressed, and we're seeing, and we've seen the state help significantly with that effort to supply money and expertise to help communities filter those supplies in many cases. But we won't be helping everyone until we get the standards on the books. So that's number one. The other one is a secondary impact is in that setting the drinking water standard is step one, but one of the things that follows from that is then cleanup standards for contaminated sites. So in the city of Newburgh, for instance, which is a city of 30,000 people, and the drinking water was contaminated by use of firefighting foam that contains PFOS, PFOA, and other chemicals in that family. The cleanup of the source, which is the Air National Guard base at Stewart, won't be, the state will have the best ability to hold the federal government, which is responsible, to high cleanup standards if and when the state sets these drinking water standards and then sets the cleanup standards that follow. So it's important to note that the city of Newburgh is drinking alternate water supply. Its water is coming from the New York City system right now. So it is the tap water is not coming from its contaminated reservoir. But in the long term, we need to see the source of that contamination cleaned up. We need to know that that city can use its local drinking water supply if and when it wants. And in order to do that, we really, you know, one of the important steps is setting this drinking water standard. So we want to make sure that, again, even through this pandemic, that the state maintains focus, sets these standards, and critically sets the standards before August 7th, because at that point, it would have to start the process over again, the whole rulemaking process, and we'd see another several months of delay at that point. So these two delays in April and June have been unfortunate, but understandable. We want to make sure that there is no further delay and we get these set before that point in the summer.
Is there any way that listeners could encourage the state to take priority even amidst this pandemic and setting these drinking water standards?
That's a great question, Spencer. And we always, you know, the power of people speaking out can never be underestimated. I think at this point that I have a fair confidence the health department has heard from advocates and from others, and that it made a commitment to setting the standard on time. But always, it never hurts to let your state representative, so your state assembly person, your state senator, know that you feel this is important, and then they can also make sure that the state agencies are held to that timeline. So I would recommend always developing a relationship and communicating with the people who are elected to represent you and telling them what's important. And I wholeheartedly agree that this is important, so I would encourage people to do that.
I think that's great advice for health-related issues and beyond. So thank you for sharing that information, Dan, and for keeping us updated on this burgeoning issue with water quality.
Well, thank you, and thank you to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine and the Media Sanctuary for the opportunity.